Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret by Dr. and Mrs. Howard Taylor. Foreword. This record has been prepared especially for readers unfamiliar with the details of Hudson Taylor's life. Those who have read the larger biography by the present writers or Mr. Marshall Broomhall's more recent presentation will find little that is new in these pages. But there are many in the Western world especially who have hardly heard of Hudson Taylor, who have little time for reading and might turn away from a book in two volumes, yet who need and long for just the inward joy and power that Hudson Taylor found. The desire of the writers is to make available to busy people the experiences of their beloved father, thankful for the blessing brought to their own lives by what he was and what he found in God, no less than by his fruitful labors, Geraldine and Howard Taylor. Philadelphia, May 21, 1932. Men are God's chosen methods. The church is looking for better methods. God is looking for better men. What the church needs today is not more machinery or better, not new organizations or more and novel methods, but men whom the Holy Ghost can use, men of prayer, men mighty in prayer. The Holy Ghost does not come on machinery, but on men. He does not anoint plans, but men, men of prayer. The training of the 12 was the great, difficult, and enduring work of Christ. It is not great talents or great learning or great preachers that God needs, but men great in holiness, great in faith, great in love, great in fidelity, great for God, men always preaching by holy sermons in the pulpit, by holy lives out of it. These can mold a generation for God. E.M. Bounds. The founder of the China Inland Mission was a physician. Hudson Taylor, a man full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, of entire surrender to God and his call, of great self-denial, heartfelt compassion, rare power in prayer, marvelous organizing faculty, energetic initiative, indefatigable perseverance, and of astonishing influence with men, and withal of a childlike humility. Professor Warnick. Surely never was man better fitted for his work than he, for the difficult undertaking of founding and conducting a great interdenominational and international mission in million-peopled China. The China Inland Mission was conceived in his soul, and every stage of its advance sprang from his personal exertions. In the quiet of his heart, in deep unutterable communings with God, the mission had its origin, and it remains his memorial. H. Grayton Guinness, D.D. Chapter 1. An Open Secret. Bear not a single care thyself. One is too much for thee. The work is mine, and mine alone. Thy work, to rest in me. Selected. Hudson Taylor was no recluse. He was a man of affairs, the father of a family, and one who bore large responsibilities. Intensely practical, he lived a life of constant change among all sorts and conditions of men. He was no giant in strength, no Atlas to bear the world upon his shoulders. Small in stature and far from strong, he had always to face physical limitations. Next to godly parentage, the chief advantage of his early years was that he had to support himself from the time he was about 16. He became a hard worker and an efficient medical man. He was able to care for a baby, cook a dinner, keep accounts, and comfort the sick and sorrowing, no less than to originate great enterprises and afford spiritual leadership to thoughtful men and women the wide world over. Above all, he put to the test the promises of God and proved it possible to live a consistent spiritual life on the highest plane. He overcame difficulties such as few men have ever had to encounter, and left a work which 27 years after his death is still growing in extent and usefulness. Inland China opened to the gospel largely as an outcome of this life, tens of thousands of souls won to Christ in previously unreached provinces, 1,200s missionaries depending upon God for the supply of all their needs, without promise of salary, a mission which has never made an appeal for financial help, yet has never been in debt, that never asked man or woman to join its ranks, yet has sent to China recently 200 new workers, given in answer to prayer. Such is the challenge that calls us to emulate Hudson Taylor's faith and devotion. What was the secret, we may well ask, of such a life? Hudson Taylor had many secrets, for he was always going on with God. Yet they were but one, the simple, profound secret of drawing for every need, temporal or spiritual, upon the fathomless wealth of Christ. To find out how he did this, and to make our own his simple, practical attitude towards spiritual things, would solve our problems and ease our burdens, so that we, too, might become all God would make us. We want, we need, we may have Hudson Taylor's secret and his success, for we have Hudson Taylor's Bible and his God. Remember them that have the rule over you, and considering the issue of their life, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yea, and forever.